Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today we are speaking with the Adel DeSoto Minburn Superintendent, Greg Defoe. And Greg, as always, really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you, Shaquan. It's great to hear from you.
You are absolutely welcome. And let's talk about the last school board meeting, which took place on Monday, May 9th. And with that, there are certain things to go over. We'll start here with your focus on learning. I know this is something you always like to highlight. There was a couple things with that there. First thing is the end of the year data and the wildly important goals. And so can you talk about what was updated with that?
Yes, it is part of our typical calendar with the board to bring our end of year data review in June. So we did just that again. And it's a pretty detailed report that really focuses on our testing data from our FAST assessments in reading and math, and then our state tests in, called IFAST tests in grades 3 through 11 in reading and math, and then grades 5, 8, and 10 in science. So that formulated the bulk of the reports is the data in those tested areas. And we really wanted to highlight our ISAS data in both math and ELA. We really hit some high points, especially at the secondary level. We're seeing percentages of students proficient in the mid-90s, and we're really proud of those scores, and we're really excited to share those with our board. Another part of our report included an update on our what we call our wildly important goal. You know, we use four disciplines of execution as our school improvement process, and part of that process is identifying a singular focus, and our singular focus for the district is around literacy and has been for 4 years. And our goal in 24-25 was to decrease the percentage of students proficient from 12% to 8%. We reported to the board we didn't hit that mark. We stayed steady at 12% total. So we talked about some of the reasons we thought that might be true and how we're still really excited about that number, considering we were in the first year of implementation of a new curriculum in grades K through 8. So we really feel like we're poised to get that percentage under 10% next year, and that's going to be our goal.
Absolutely. And then, well, the second part of the focus on learning was about your PE curriculum revision update, so you can highlight that as well.
Yes, we have a regular continuum of curriculum review, and PE, physical education, was in that process this past year. Casey Whips, one of our teachers who teaches at Meadowview, and Kim Timmerman, our middle school building principal who guided that team, gave a report on the status of that PE curriculum. So they focused on the standards that they're going to focus on, and they were really excited about the new resources that we were able to purchase that will be in support of their program. So it was really fun to hear from them both, and all of our curriculum areas, not just reading and math. And, you know, that takes a lot of our focus and attention, and that's true, and for reasons that are important. But we have a lot of other areas, and physical education being one of them, that are really important to our system. So we were thankful to be able to hear from them.
Well, thanks for giving us the updates about that. And now talk about, I know there's a service agreement with the Heartland Area Education Agency for this upcoming school year, 2025-2026. So if you want to highlight what's going on with that.
Yeah, this is, as you know, this has been a really complicated move in the making over the last couple of years. In short, we receive, instead of all of our funds coming to us and flowing directly to the Heartland AEA for services, those funds come to us largely. In the realm of like educational services, we receive 90% of our funding, and then we need to contract with the AEA for services that we want. We outline those services to the board in the form of an agreement that the board did approve. And basically, it allows us to contract with specialists in reading, math, and special education. We really rely on some expertise from that group, and we're thankful that we can contract specifically with three people who are very important to our work in those areas. So the board reviewed that, and they approved the service agreement with the ADMEA.
Well, thank you so much. Again, we're speaking here with the ADM Superintendent Greg Defoe for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Greg, as we continue here, the Experience Success Today conference is always a great thing within the ADM Community School District. And so talk about the keynote speaker that will be coming up here for 2026.
Yeah, typically we get into an agreement with our keynote speakers sometime in early to late fall. We moved a little more quickly, and we're excited to do so, to reach an agreement with Doug Lemoff. He is an author of a book called Teach Like a Champion that's going to serve as the cornerstone of our professional development for this year and for a few years into the future. He runs an organization, Teach Like a Champion, that provides, you know, professional learning services and support for districts as they go through the process. And we're really fortunate to be able to have him come on site next February and help us with our with our professional development work around the teaching and learning improvement, learning that he developed. So we're really excited to have Doug come to us.
Well, absolutely. And that kind of goes hand in hand with the next question is, yeah, can you expound, like you mentioned, on that Teach Like a Champion curriculum that you guys will be implementing?
Oh, it's kind of hard to describe succinctly. But basically, the Teach Like a Champion book focuses on 63 techniques, as the authors call them. And they're just get into the heart of the art and craft of teaching. So everything from, you know, how to increase the amount of time students are thinking about important things in your classroom, classroom management and dealing with classroom behavior is also part of it. So we're just really excited about how actionable the techniques are. And these are things that teachers can go back and use right away in their classrooms. And oftentimes we kind of muddy the waters for our teachers. We make things so complicated and we study theory and those kind of things. It really become really difficult for teachers to enact. And, you know, they're really busy. This is just going to take a different form and we're really excited about it.
Now, can you outline the Storm Protection Fund and what that all entails?
Yeah, we improved our insurance package for next year, as we typically do in June. Part of that conversation was around entering into a Storm Protection Fund that's been developed by Jesser Insurance. It's a cooperative agreement, you know, that many, I think maybe over 200 districts in Iowa will ultimately join. It's a risk pool, in a sense, and in which it'll help us decrease our deductibles that are very large right now for wind and hail events. You know, that's been something that we've seen some pretty significant insurance increases in that regard. You know, so this risk pool will help decrease our deductible exposure, and the board approved that 5-0.
Awesome. Again, speaking here with the ADM Superintendent Greg Defoe for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Greg, as we finish up here, last couple of questions will be pertaining to the new high school that will be coming to Adel, as I'm sure people have maybe obviously have heard about it if they're in the ADM school district, but definitely start to see the work on the south side of Adel. So talk about, it looks like there's going to be signage for that project along Highway 169. And so, yeah, can you detail what to look out for and all that?
Yeah, the DOT guides the signage on 169. They approved us to put some temporary dynamic signage out there to, you know, warn that trucks will be turning and to be aware. And as we know, that intersection right there at Domino's is, you know, it can be tricky, especially if people are paying attention. And, you know, we just need people to slow down and be aware of the surroundings. And we think that those signs will help during the construction period.
And again, you know, with that, obviously a groundbreaking ceremony was held for the new high school this past Wednesday, June 11th. And I know, you know, when you spoke, you were very passionate about it. Understandably so, it is an exciting project. And so just talk about, you know, how great it was to kind of, I know you said obviously this was a long time in the making. It goes back even a few years, but now to have the groundbreaking and to really get this thing going, just talk about that.
You know, as you so well say, you know, it's just really exciting for us to see the work start. And it has been a long project in the making already. You know, it's been at least 3 years since, you know, the facility master planning group started to meet, you know, through that planning process, through the bond issue campaign, through the design and development of the high school up until that the bulldozer first turned on out there. You know, so we're looking at a 2-year build out and we're really excited. We've got a great general contractor, Stahl Construction. It's just going to be so exciting to see that thing go up, you know, especially as we start going vertical. So we're just so excited. And it was such a great day, especially with seeing the students. You know, we had future students who will be in the high school and we open in the fall of 27. So it was just so exciting to have them be a part of it.
Absolutely. Again, we've been speaking here with ADM Superintendent Greg Defoe for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Greg, really appreciate you taking the time to kind of run through everything. And I know even in the summer, you guys continue to be busy with preparing for next year. So really appreciate you taking time out of your day to go over things, and we'll catch up again pretty soon.
Sounds great. Always good to talk to you.
Yes, sir. Again, that is all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.